Yes. Kiss 95, 7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:11. Walmart Jeff hanging out with you. How you feeling this morning, buddy?
I feel great, Courtney. How are you feeling?
I feel good. You look refreshed for some reason.
Oh, really? Yeah. I only got like 3.5 hours sleep last night. So.
It looks good on you, Walmart Jeff.
Thank you.
It's going to be a nice day today. Sunny. Temperatures near 50. That is beautiful. Get out. Enjoy it if you can. We've got Marissa and Torrington standing by. What are we doing?
Yeah.
We're getting ready for War of the Roses.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So you got to grab your coffee because War of the Roses, if you think your significant other is cheating, you call us. Walmart is usually insensitive.
No, that's not true. I'm real.
Like, real insensitive is what you are. But we usually get the answers and we find out if your significant other is cheating. If for some reason Marissa's having a problem with her boyfriend, we're going to find out what it is. And if he's cheating, grab your coffee because War of the Roses is coming up in just 4 minutes. It's that time for War of the Roses. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Walmart Jeff hanging out. It's time for War of the Roses. If you think your significant other is cheating, you call us, and we manage to get answers all of the time.
Sometimes we actually find out more than we actually want to.
Yes, you're right. This morning, Walmart Jeff, we're going to Torrington. Marissa thinks her boyfriend Drake is cheating. Good morning, Marissa.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, welcome to the show. You sound stressed. I'm hoping we can help you out today.
I recently found a floral face mask in my boyfriend's truck.
Okay.
And I don't have floral face masks, so I don't know whose it is. I don't know why anyone's in his truck. If it is someone, I don't know. So I've never had one. Mine do not look like that. I actually hate flowers, so
Marissa, so you think your boyfriend's cheating because you found a floral face mask in his truck? Does he wear flowers? Could it be his? That's stupid.
No, he would never.
Okay.
I mean, do you know if he's picked it up a drifter in the last...
You don't pick anybody up. It's a pandemic. Well, nobody should be in his truck unless it's like a family member, right, Marissa?
No, I'm like really particular about that too, so I would think that he wouldn't just like hanging out with people or picking up people on the street.
Yeah, Walmart.
Well, I mean, it's wintertime. It's cold.
No,
maybe
stop.
There's a stranded motorist.
Stop trying to make excuses.
I'm not making any excuses. I'm just telling you what's up.
I don't know, Marissa. Listen, if I found a floral face mask or any face mask that wasn't mine or my fiance's in his truck, I would think something was up as well. I mean...
Yeah.
That's like, back in the day, that's like finding a scrunchie in your man's truck.
Yeah, the new scrunchie.
It's the new scrunchie, a random face mask in somebody's vehicle. I don't know. It seems a little strange. So here's what we'll do, Marissa. We're going to call up Drake. We'll offer him, and this is interesting, we're going to offer him roses. So we'll see who he sends those roses to, because flowers, he may send them to the person who wore the flower face mask because they like flowers. I don't know. You'll be listening in, Marissa, the entire time. If you want to talk to Drake or confront him, feel free to jump in, okay?
Okay.
I didn't know backseat.
Backseat.
I should have asked her where she said found in the truck. I think the backseat is worse than the front seat. It's even worse than the glove box. In the glove box, it could be an emergency mask.
Yeah.
But it was the backseat. Okay. All right.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. Is Drake there?
Hi, this is Drake.
Drake, what's happening? This is Daryl from Flowers Express. How are you this morning?
Oh, wow. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I was just calling to let you know that you actually won a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express.
Oh, wow. That's amazing and perfect right now.
All right. Drake, so here's the deal. We got your name from our online database, and we're definitely hooking you up today. It's a free dozen roses with a card in a vase, and we'll even throw in free delivery. So it sounds like you're down for the promotion. Do you want to get things going?
Yes, please. Let's start the process.
All right, Drake. So here's the deal. I have a card in front of me. We can write a special message or some sort of message. If you can think of something to write, we can get it on there for you.
Yes, please. Could you write, had a great time, can't wait to see where this goes, from Drake?
All right. Had a great time, can't wait to see where this goes from here. And Drake, Who should I address the card to?
Amber.
Amber. It sounds like you got someone new you're interested in.
Oh, my God. She's beautiful.
Yeah, tell me.
She is beautiful. And, you know, we did the whole online dating and Zoom thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, we finally met up, did the whole social distance thing. Nice. But, you know.
What the hell?
Things happen.
What the hell? Drake? Drake.
Excuse
Amber?
Me?
Drake, it's Cordy and Kiss in the Morning. The florist is actually Walmart. Jeff, you're on the radio, and the other voice you're hearing is your girlfriend, Marissa. Marissa, go ahead. Who the hell is Amber?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, who the hell is Amber?
Marissa, look. We just ended up having to quarantine together. It clearly hasn't worked out that well, and clearly we're not that serious. We just thought that, you know,
kidding?
Hey.
We're not that serious? We've been together 2 years.
One of those years, we've been locked in the house, and I have been drastically trying to, you can't say that our relationship has been healthy.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, we've been going through a pandemic. Like, what? Oh
yeah, we've been
God.
Going through
oh
a pandemic,
God,
and I clearly needed some Amber.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You're disgusting.
I feel like Marissa.
I'm like disgusted right now.
I'm disgusted for you because I feel like that's where that face mask was that you found in the back seat. He's been entertaining this girl in his truck. Are you kidding?
Listen, it's my truck.
Listen.
And I'm allowed to do with it what I want.
Oh, my God.
It's my body. You know, you're always telling me that. Respect your body, so respect mine. I had to get off.
Wow. Dude, I have so many questions right now that are rolling through my head.
Well, don't ask.
You got me on the phone and ruined my relationship, so go ahead.
Well, no. First
ruined
off.
It. You ruined it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, don't blame me for ruining your relationship.
How? You guys set me up. Like, this isn't even like I'm waiting for, like, Ashton Kutcher or, like, Neve. Like,
okay,
where's
well,
this catfish going? Like, what? Wow.
Well, listen.
Like, I'm really, like, just getting ready for work to put food on our table, Marissa, because clearly you've been out of work this whole pandemic.
Oh,
you
my
just
God.
Just got back
I can't.
Into the hair
you know
salon.
Drake, I'm not.
Fine.
No. You stop. I'm done. Listen, I'm done talking to you about this. Marissa's your girlfriend of 2 years. Clearly, you guys need to have a conversation off the air. Marissa, let me tell you something. Don't let him disrespect you. I will offer you couples counseling to Marissa. If you decide you want to take it up on it, I will pay for it and you and Drake can go. But I'm not offering it to Drake. Okay? Hold on.
This is Justin Bieber.
Waking up with Courtney and Kiss in the morning.
On Kiss 95.7.
Yeah, 6:40. Time for your Hollywood Report brought to you by Community Health Center. Ellie Goulding just revealed she's pregnant and that she's 7 months pregnant.
What?
Nobody knew. She broke the news recently in an interview saying that she purposely avoided public events since last August so she could keep her pregnancy a secret. She says she did do one show. She was pregnant but had no idea she was pregnant
wow.
at the time. As soon as she found out she was pregnant, she went into hiding. And now she's 7 months pregnant.
That's incredible.
The whole interview is on our blog. Any day now, Emma Stone and her husband Dave will announce the arrival of their first child. One of her friends says Emma is so excited to be a mom. She's been prepping for the baby the last few months, and she's been waiting for this new chapter for a very long time. During the pandemic, Emma and her boyfriend Dave secretly eloped, and they met on the set of Saturday Night Live.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
And their baby is due any day now. And finally, Cardi B and Mariah Carey teaming up, but not for new music. Which I think would have been really cool. They sat down for a conversation with Interview Magazine in which Mariah Carey interviewed Cardi B.
Oh, that had to be good.
Cardi talked about her average day. She says, during the pandemic, the average day is me waking up with a lot of ideas in my head. So I'm always calling my team, trying to make whatever I have in my head happen. She says, due to COVID, no lie, my team gets tested 3 to 4 times a week. because they have to come and do her glam.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Like all of her glam stuff. On new music, she says, I'm being rushed right now, and I know I'm missing some songs. Everyone's rushing me to put something out, but now is not the right time. She wants to wait a little longer. That entire interview and more on all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney. Ooh, all the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:50. That sound means it's time for good news. It's time for you to share good news, too. Of course, our phone lines are open if you would like to spread the word about something good happening. Call us, 860-247-9570. Good news, I guess, if you like sweets. Do you like Oreos, Walmart, Jeff?
Yes, I do. Every now and again, though.
I will say Mr. Automotive loves them, my fiance.
Okay.
And he bought the, I don't know what they're called, like extra stuffed. It looks like a regular double stuff. You didn't add anything extra, if you ask me. They look the same.
There's a little more in there, believe me.
Like a tad. Oreo announcing they're launching a strawberry frosted flavor coming up in March.
Nice.
It'll have a double layer of pink flavoring along with strawberry cream and sprinkles.
Those Gaga Oreos were trash, by the way. They were not good.
I forget the name of them, too.
They were Gaga.
And they looked weird.
Yeah. They weren't good.
No. So, well, check this out. Coming in March, the strawberry-flavored Oreos. That's my good news. What's your good news, Walmart, Jeff?
This is pretty good news. Out of Meriden, a Meriden restaurant, Wise Guys, they're paying it forward with food thanks to generous customers.
Okay.
And people in need can get free food, no questions asked. So, basically, they have what they call a meal board. And basically, customers will go in, and if they want to throw some money towards the meal board, they'll throw like a $10 check up there.
Right.
So if you want to go in and you're hungry and you don't have the cash,
you
can go up to the board and grab the $10 check, no questions asked, and then pay for a meal. Yeah.
Oh, I love what a great! I just got the chills. Yeah. What a great idea.
Wise Guys opened up just before the pandemic happened, and they've actually helped hundreds of people. That are in need of meals.
Oh, I love
that. So that's
that.
A pretty cool concept at the restaurant Wise Guys in Meriden.
Yes, Wise Guys Meriden. You can even stop in, I guess. Even if you're not getting anything, stop in and leave some money on the board for somebody else. Aw, good news, Walmart, Jeff. Thanks for sharing. Hey, if you've got good news, of course, we'd love to hear your good news. Give us a call, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:41. Time for Hollywood, brought to you by Community Health Center. Tiger Woods badly injured in a car crash yesterday just outside of L.A. Witnesses say they saw him driving at an extremely fast
speed.
Thanks, Walmart, Jeff. Moments before the crash, his SUV veered off the road and rolled over. He has a broken ankle, numerous other injuries. He had a rod inserted into his leg in an emergency surgery yesterday. They say he's alert. He's recovering in the hospital right now, and I've got photos of the car crash. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, he hasn't had a good run with cars.
No, he hasn't.
And this was a major crash. You can see all of the photos at kiss957.com/Courtney. DaBaby facing a lawsuit for allegedly assaulting the owner of a vacation rental home. This guy, Gary, says DaBaby assaulted him and then stole his cell phone when he tried to shut down an unauthorized music video.
Oh, nice.
Gary claims DaBaby rented the property on condition that no more than 12 people would be on site per COVID restrictions. He says he violated the terms of the lease when he brought about 40 people to the house to shoot a music video.
40?
The assault happened when the landlord tried to shut the shoot down. He says DaBaby punched him in the face, knocked out his teeth, and left him bloody and battered.
Wow.
What the heck? And finally, Mandy Moore and her husband made the announcement that they welcomed a baby boy. His name is Gus. Her baby boy's full name is August Harrison Goldsmith. She says, we will be calling him Gus. He was born on Tuesday. She says he was punctual and arrived right on his due date. How cute!
That is cute. Mandy Moore is that one like celebrity that I should have stuck it out with. And, pursued the relationship that she wanted.
I was there when we were interviewing her, and she was highly uncomfortable and asked for you to be removed from the room, so I'm not sure that was like a relationship.
Well, in a roundabout way, we had something.
Okay, you can see it that way.
The kid is cute, though.
Really cute, and I actually like the name August. I think it's cute, and they call him Gus for short. You can see that post and more in all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits. Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 7:51. Time for good news every weekday morning. We bring you good news, and we love it when you share good news, too. Maybe it's your birthday. 860-247-9570. Call us and share your good news. I've got good news. If you like sweets, if you like Oreos.
Okay, I like Oreos.
Oreo announcing, and they've been doing a lot of this lately. They announced a Lady Gaga Oreo, and it wasn't that good.
No.
But they got a new one coming out. They're launching a strawberry frosted Oreo in March. Now, to me, that sounds like I would eat that. Chocolate and strawberries are perfect together.
I mean, if I had to choose between lettuce and strawberry frosted Oreos, I'd go with the Oreos.
Okay. Be looking forward to hit shelves coming up next month. That's my good news. What's your good news, Walmart, Jeff?
This is good news down in Meriden. The restaurant Wise Guys is doing amazing things down there. They're helping out people in need, and it's all thanks to their generous customers.
Okay.
So here's the deal. They have what they call a meal check board.
Meal check board.
It's a board that has prepaid meals on it. So there'd be like a $30 check, a $20 check. And if you're in need or you're hungry and you don't have the cash, you walk in, you order, and then you take the meal check for $20 and you pay.
Yeah. Oh, what it's a great idea.
It's a big pay it forward promotion that they've been doing pretty much since they've opened.
Wise Guys. They
opened right before the pandemic.
Wow.
So, they're helping out the community down in Meriden.
I love that. So if you're going in there to Wise Guys, you can leave a check on the board and help out a family in need. I love it. Thank you so much. That's actually a real good news story, Walmart, Jeff. Yeah. And heartwarming. Share your good news with us, 860-247-9570. Good news time. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, yes, my name is Kimberly.
Kimberly, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hamden.
Hey, we'd love to hear your good news.
Oh, my good news is that I recently found out I'm pregnant and expecting.
Whoa, Kimberly!
Congratulations.
Congratulations, Kimberly. Is this your first child?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. And how far along are you?
I'm about 2 months.
2 months. And how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. Now, have you spread the word, or are we spreading the word right now, Kimberly?
No, I have spread the word to my family, so that's a good thing.
Because I wouldn't want your family to call and go, wait a minute. You told Courtney and Walmart Jeff before us.
No, I spreaded the word.
Oh, I love it, Kimberly. Congratulations. And keep
us
posted.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful day. I'll call with your good news. Maybe you're pregnant too. 860-247-9570. Yes, it is time to share good news. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey, it's Lacey. And I just wanted to say happy birthday to one of my students.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Lacey. What's the student's name?
His name is Felix.
And how old is Felix today?
Felix, how old are we today? 13.
Woo, happy birthday, Felix.
Hey,
woo-hoo.
Happy birthday.
Lacey, are you homeschooling or are you out of school right now?
We are on our transport. We are on our way to school right now.
And where do you teach?
They go to High Roads Learning in Wallingford.
Ooh, I love it. Oh, my gosh. Lacey, thank you so much for calling. I hope Felix has a very special birthday today.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care. Hey, if you've got good news, 860-247-9570.